We have a potentially record-setting implied game total this week. Cam Newton and the Panthers take on the Bucks. Will the Panthers attack through the air? Will Tampa Bay do the same? Cousins and the Vikings have a great game, but who should you use? Welcome to the Future DFS podcast. I am Garen. I'm here with Christian. Christian, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty wild. This game, I don't know if you guys are watching, but we're recording on Thursday night, and the Raiders 49ers is on, and man, this is just, I don't know what's more outrageous. The Raiders defense, apparently awful.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
Or the fact that Nick Mullins has thrown for over 250 yards and three touchdowns as a rookie in his first start as the third string quarterback. Jimmy GQ who?
Yeah.
Or Mike Davis's girlfriend, who's like 40 years younger and gorgeous. And if you ever see Mike Davis, it's a complete opposite of that. Or the fact that Raheem Mostert just stiffed and destroyed his arm out for the season. It's a pretty outrageous game. I'll tell you that much.
Here's my question. How much did they pay Gruden to come back? And I'm telling you, whatever it is too much.
Forget how much they paid him. How long did they sign themselves in?
Right.
They're on a 10-year deal with Gruden. So I hope he figures something out, because this is not looking good.
No.
Before Mostert destroyed his arm, he was 5 for 83 and a touchdown. That's 17.9 yards a carry, guys. And he hasn't done that all year, so it tells you a little bit about Oakland's defense. I mean, they are just losing it. But that's not included in this week's DFS. So let's get the ball rolling. I'm ready to talk about this. I'm pumped for this week. It's a really exciting week. There's a lot of huge game implied totals this week, and I feel like us at Future DFS this week are going to give you a crazy unfair advantage, because people are going to flock to these crazy totals and just think they've got this thing figured out. And it's a really contrarian week, even in cash. So we're going to give you that advantage. So look at us at futuredfs.com, join up, look at our free picks, and I'm really pumped about this week.
Same. So at the top of the pod, we mentioned that there is a potential for a Vegas record-setting implied game total this week. The Rams and Saints game could end up being over 60-point implied game total. That is huge. Why is it getting that high?
Well, so you're looking at the two offenses in the top five. A lot of people have the Saints as the number one team in the NFL right now, even over the Rams,
right.
And even Vegas has them as a 2-point favorite, which is pretty crazy when you look at the Rams team they're facing, the undefeated Rams. They're giving the greatest show on turf a little run for their money.
Right.
And if you don't understand the implications, guys, of a 60-point plus over under, at 60, it's the third highest over under ever recorded for NFL football. There were two games that had a higher over under, and they were both at 60.5. And the way this is going to get bet, I am not sure it's going to stay at 60. I have a feeling this is going to go to 61, maybe. And at 61, you're looking at the highest over-under that in all American sports for the NFL has ever seen as an over-under for the NFL. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty exciting, though.
Yeah, it's super exciting.
Yeah, so I'm looking at this game and I'm thinking Todd Gurley first, but then when you look at the Saints defense, the Saints, they defend the run pretty well. So is Todd Gurley, is he something we want to target in this game, or is he something you stay away from? How do we break this game down?
All right, so jumping into the game, this is the week we fade Todd Gurley. All right. Just looking at Todd Gurley, okay, let's look at his price, number one. He's 11,200 on FanDuel. And if you give me a second, I'll pull up the DraftKings. Sorry. And on DraftKings, you have him at 9,500. So on both sides, this guy is just through the roof on price, right? Then you look, you delve a little deeper, and you're like, okay, he's Todd Gurley. He does everything great, right? He is. He's the best running back in the NFL right now. But you look at the Saints defense. The Saints defense is one of the top for preventing the run. And as you go through our projections and you go through, I mean, really, realistically, most pros' projections, you're seeing that there are a lot of people above Todd Gurley this week, which is uncommon. So for me, Todd Gurley is a very contrarian GPP play because of his price and his projected output based on the defense he's facing, the implied total and everything else going, excuse me, going on. And the amount of great people you have above him for a price. There's a lot of values this week. There's a lot of great priced guys. So, yeah, I think this is the first week that we officially fade Todd Gurley.
Yeah. And speaking of Todd Gurley, before we talk any more about another player from this game, if you guys own Todd Gurley in season long, this is one of those games, and maybe a couple other games this season as we, near the end of the fantasy football stretch, you want the Rams to lose a couple of games, because if they don't end up losing a couple of games, when you're sitting in the fantasy football championship with Todd Gurley, and you turn on the TV that morning, what? Todd Gurley's going to sit out? Yeah, guys, that could be a real thing. So I'd pull for the Saints if you were a Todd Gurley owner. What about any other running backs from this game? Alvin Kamara, too?
Yeah, so I love Alvin Kamara in this game. His price has dropped with the return of Ingram and the kind of splits that they're getting. What you're noticing is that Kamara and Ingram are getting exactly the same amount of touches and exactly the same amount of passes. They're doing a good job including both guys. So in a sense, that brings down Kamara's value, right? Because he's splitting 50-50 down the middle with another incredible running back. So I love Ingram in most situations, although he's more of a team dependent guy because Kamara still has the explosive ability that Ingram doesn't. Ingram is your running up the gut, slamming in your face, get a touchdown kind of guy. Kamara is the guy who's going to catch in the backfield and run for 80 yards. So he has that crazy upside. And what you've seen is that he's actually getting majority of the red zone touches, which is funny because Ingram's a red zone guy, right? So why is he getting those red zone touches? Well, because he's catching it from far enough out and running it right in. They don't even need to get to a goal line presence because Kamara's just scoring right away.
Yeah,
And
he's
with
got
this
the.
price, good,
No,
good,
go
good.
ahead. I was just going to say, when you watch Kamara run versus Ingram run, Kamara has that extra gear after he's already started, and you think he's at top speed, and then he just has the ability to just crank it up another notch. So, and that's one of the biggest reasons why they're able to do that with him.
Absolutely. And at 8,000 on FanDuel and 7,300 on DraftKings, I mean, he's one of the top running backs you're looking at this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see any reason that he doesn't hit value for you. So, yeah. What about quarterback? We'll kind of go backwards to that position. I personally like Jared Goff better than I like Drew Brees this week. What about you?
Yeah, no, I'm on the same page with that. I think Jared Goff's in a position to throw the ball a lot. He's got weapons everywhere. Cooper Kupp's going to be back. You've got Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks. Obviously, you still have Todd Gurley. I mean, they're just in a great position to be slinging the ball. And if the game plays out how Vegas has it, the Rams are going to be probably a touchdown behind to the end of the game, right? It's just going to be a shootout. So he's going to be forced to throw it. Whereas with Drew Brees, you're seeing him not having to throw the ball as much. Last
Right.
year, he threw the ball for a career low because he had Kamara and Ingram both in, and they're a run first team now, which they've never really been in their career. And their defense is so much better than it's been, maybe for the exception of the year that they made a Super Bowl run.
Right.
What I see this year is that he started off really hot because Ingram wasn't in. They only had one of these receivers, so they had or one of these running backs. They kind of had to put it out there and get things going. So when you look at his stats, he seems like he's off the charts. But if you notice that once Ingram's been back, everything's been dropping down. He's been throwing the ball a little less and not needing to sling it as much because of the defense and the running game. So I definitely like Goff in this situation a lot more.
Absolutely. And so when we're thinking about pairing Goff, who's the first person you turn to? Is it Woods or is it Cooks? Who do you like better this week?
Can I pick all of the receivers from the Rams? No.
I want to. I seriously do. I love every single receiver. I think they're going to spread the ball all over the field this week, and I think they're going to be able to spread the ball all over the field.
Yeah, no, I agree. So, Woods and are $1,000 apart on FanDuel, and they are.
$100
A
apart.
hundred, excuse me, yeah, I misspoke. $100 apart on FanDuel, and they're $300 apart on DraftKings. So, on FanDuel, pick your poison. You get either of these guys, and they're gonna do great. If you see that Kupp is back in the game at $1,600, he's kind of hard to pass up. Just make
Yeah.
sure that he's playing. But on DraftKings, I'm kind of leaning towards Cooks just because of the $300 savings. They're going to spread the ball out. They're equally as good. They're equally as talented. Both guys are monsters. I mean, you could pick any receiver on this team and you're going to be happy with it, how it turns out.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anything for tight ends?
No, I'm not looking at tight ends from this game.
Yeah.
The tight end field is nasty this year, as we all know. There's about five guys you even want to look at every week. So no, I'm not touching anybody from this game. On a quick side note, guys, for a season-long implication and I mean realistically from DFS in the future, Carr is being benched and AJ McCarron is warming up right now for the Oakland Raiders. So trade deadline's over. I don't know what that
Yep.
means. I thought Carr might be shipped off before that, but when you're benching him now, it's real interesting.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what. I really thought, and I'm not a John Gruden fan, but I thought that when he came back, I didn't expect this. Let's just put it that way. I thought things were going to be a little bit different in Oakland, especially as they're kind of winding down their tenure in Oakland. I thought they were really going to try to go out with a big bang before they leave to go to Vegas. And if I'm in Vegas, I'm like, oh, this is what we're getting? Great. So
Well,
hopefully, if they get things turned around.
yeah, to me, it seems like they're really going to start from scratch in Vegas. They want Vegas to be a brand new city, a brand new team, unlike they've been before. So I'm interested to see how it turns out. Gruden's there for 10 years, so he's obviously playing the long con.
Right.
In these first 2 or 3 years, he can basically do whatever he wants and not even worry about risking his job. It's not till year 4 and 5 where they'll start considering that based on how much they're paying him and how long his contract is for. So it'll be interesting to see. But yeah, AJ McCarron, guys, who knows?
Yep, could be a thing. So, all right, enough about the Raiders. How about Carolina Tampa Bay? Want to talk about that?
Absolutely. So this is a game I'm really, really excited about. This game has a 45.5 point over under, and the Panthers are 7-point favorites. I am I don't have them locked in my future DFS betting things, but I'm leaning hard towards the Buccaneers. I really like them right now, with giving them 7 points. Listen, the Panthers are Super Bowl contenders. They're one of the top teams in the NFL right now. But they're coming off a short week. They played a big game against the number one defense, and they just lit them up. So they're going to be tired. They're going to be a little beat up. And the Buccaneers' offense it's lightning in a bottle. I mean, if it goes off, it goes off. And if it doesn't, it's bad. A lot of interceptions, a lot of bad things going on. So I like Fitzpatrick in the sense that he could throw for 400 yards and three touchdowns like he's done in almost every game he's been in. But he could also throw four interceptions and get benched again for Winston. So he's a little more of a GPP play, but I really like this game. I think you get a lot of value on both sides of the ball. Cam Newton is my number one quarterback this week. The dude's on fire. He is putting up huge numbers. He's throwing the ball more accurately than he's ever thrown in his entire career. He's running the ball. He's scoring touchdowns. He's leading comebacks. He's the centerpiece this team needs, and they look a lot like the Panthers when they made it to the Super Bowl. So I'm basically locking him in this week as my cash quarterback and not looking anywhere else.
Yeah. Plus, he dresses fantastic.
His fashion is off the charts.
It's off of something. Yeah, I really, 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 really like Cam Newton this week. I think that I don't know. I watched Tampa Bay play last week, and they don't worry me at all in this game. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick. I've got him down for two interceptions. I don't know. I don't see him doing anything significant against the Panthers. Christian McCaffrey, I love him this week. He's one of my favorite running backs. How do you feel about him?
Yep, I love Christian McCaffrey. He's one of the top running backs for me in this slate. Just what the Panthers should do against the Bucs, very, very weak defense. I think he's gonna put up big numbers. I to be honest, I'm like most Panthers. Like I said, Cam's my lock. McCaffrey's one of my top five running backs. I love DJ Moore this week. He's almost even a cash play because he's so cheap. And he's really making a name for himself.
Yeah, at $5,300, I'm not going to use the L word, but it's going to be, I mean, you'll be able to put him in your lineup real, real easy. And with the way that the Buccaneers play defense, or I use defense lightly there, I see, especially if in a PPR season-long league, McCaffrey, I think he's going to catch a lot of balls more than just taking it out of the backfield. And yeah, I'm really glad you brought up Moore though. He is one of my favorite picks this week for a value play. He's also was it 4,300 on DK. Really hard to go wrong
Yeah,
there.
his DK price is off the charts. I mean, he's basically that L word on DK, and he's pretty darn close on DraftKings. I mean, excuse me, on FanDuel, especially if you're locking in Cam Newton, he's one of the highest priced quarterbacks this week, if not the highest, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So you're gonna need a little bit of value, especially trying to get in some of these running backs that we'll talk about, McCaffrey, Hunt. Some of these guys who are locked in for big numbers this week, Kamara. So you're going to need a little value. I think DJ Moore is the guy. He's one of those great value plays this week.
I like DJ Moore, and going just a little bit up in price, I really like Devin Funchess also. I don't think that he's going to have to contend with a whole lot. I look for him to get at least 75 yards. I'm thinking a touchdown. So he plays in almost 90% of the snaps right now, and him and Cam just kind of seem to be on the same page right now. So I at $6,400, I certainly don't hate him either.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's $6,400 and 56 on DraftKings. I mean, he's not that much more expensive than DJ Moore, and you're getting what technically is their wide receiver one. So,
Right.
in a position where Cam's looking to put up points and throw the ball very well against a really shoddy defense, this is a week where you could go ahead and lock or put love Devin Funchess in future cast and see what happens.
Yep. And if this is your guys' first time listening, FutureCast is our optimizer. It's beautiful. I mean, you lock in a player or like a couple players, let it run, let it do its thing, and it'll spit you out a lineup. We've got it for DraftKings, we've got it for FanDuel, football, basketball, hockey. It is absolutely going nuts in basketball right now. I cannot say enough for how well FutureCast is just dominating the NBA right now. So yeah, www.futuredfs.com, facebook.com/futuredfs. Come check us out, sign up, get in on this winning. There's really no more. I don't hate Mike Evans. If you want to go to that side of this game, I think that he's good for, 75, 85 yards, probably a touchdown. So, $7,900. There's other places I'd rather go for that much money this week, but if you do want to play somebody from Tampa Bay, he's probably the number one player that I'd play from Tampa Bay this week.
Yeah, it all depends on a game script. If you look at the Tampa Bay receiving core, they're pretty solid between Godwin, D-Jax, and Evans. So if you expect Fitzpatrick to be Fitzmagic this week and keep up with the Panthers at least for most of the game and sling the ball, I don't mind playing any of those Tampa Bay receivers because he loves receivers. He airs it out.
Right.
He's that guy. If you've seen him throwing two interceptions, three interceptions, and getting benched, then go ahead and fade all those guys for the exception of Evans. They're going to need Evans to stay in this game. Put up 172 yards last week. He was on fire. So
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards Fitzmagic playing well. So I really like Evans. I like D-Jax. I don't mind Godwin. But it's more of a tournament play for me in terms of safety with cash. You're looking for something to be locked in.
Yep. Any other pieces from this game that you're interested in?
No, I think we covered it all. I don't mind the Panthers defense. If you're expecting the Buccaneers to get a little errant and throw the couple interceptions.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think it's a possibility. So yeah, like I said, I think Fitz, I don't even call him Fitzmagic this week. Which, real quick, I also don't understand. I don't agree with why he was ever put back in for Winston, aside from the money that they're paying Winston. And now I think the quarterback situation in Tampa Bay is just all messed up, because now when Winston does go back in, he's going to have the mindset of, okay, I have to play perfect, otherwise they're going to bench me again. I just think it's a really bad coaching move, because when you have that kind of mindset, you're going to end up making mistakes. And it's just going to be a revolving door between these two. So I don't know. But
So
yeah.
here's my take on that. So Winston's contract is a fifth his fifth he's a fifth year option, right?
Right.
And that option is guaranteed if he gets injured.
Okay.
So that's next year. So the way I look at it is that he's one injury away from being locked into like a $20 million deal for 1 year with Tampa Bay. And I feel Tampa Bay is getting close to moving on. I don't think he's their franchise quarterback, and I think they're starting to realize that. They gave him the
Right.
opportunity to come back in and see what he can do. And he did what Winston normally does. He throws a lot of interceptions. He's really inaccurate. He makes pretty bad decisions. And I think it was kind of a tester, similar to that Amari Cooper, Dak Prescott situation we talked about last week, where you get a chance and they're trying to test you out and see if you're going to do the job to get that big paycheck. And if you're not, they're going to move on. So is Fitzpatrick their quarterback in the next 5 years? Absolutely not. But I think he's going to be more likely to start even with mistakes, because they're kind of looking at that situation. We're like, yeah, I don't think Jameis Winston's our guy. He goes and gets hurt. He becomes our guy. And then he probably won't even play for us if he's hurt, right? So let's play it safe. Let's use Fitzpatrick and let's reassess our situation here.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Shoot, who knows?
So,
Maybe they'll make a move for Nick Mullins.
yeah, after tonight, I don't see why they wouldn't.
Oh,
So,
man. It's good
what other
stuff.
games you like this week? I kind of be I'm interested to see how much they use Mahomes in the Browns game if they get ahead. You think so? Do you think with the playoffs getting closer and closer each week, as well as Mahomes is doing, obviously the Chiefs are going to go to the postseason. The Browns could potentially let this game get away from them pretty easily with Kansas City's high-powered offense. Do you think that there's a chance that Mahomes sits if the Chiefs get too far ahead?
So
Or are we too?
as of right now, I don't believe so. So here's why. Andy Reid's a smart guy. He's one of the top minds in the NFL. And he knows you've got a rookie quarterback out there who is hot. And this guy's on fire,
Yeah.
right? And what happens if you let that fire smolder for days, weeks, quarter? I'm not saying that Patrick Mahomes isn't what he is showing right now, because he is probably one of the best prospects in the NFL right now, if not the best we've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
But he's still a rookie, right? He needs to stay in rhythm. He needs to keep getting that experience under his belt. This is his first real year as a starter. So I don't know. I don't think Andy makes that move right now, at least. And this is a
Okay.
game that I So these top games, I didn't really talk about it yet, but I'm fading most of these games over unders. There's a lot of good defense going on with the Rams Saints. There's a lot of good defense going on with the Panthers, not the Bucks. There's a lot of good defense going on with the Browns, and the Chiefs are starting to have to learn how to play defense, because if they want to make a Super Bowl, that's what wins Super Bowls, is a solid defense. Right now, in this time of the season, your offense could carry you, but once we get to the playoffs and the Super Bowl, your defense better be pretty solid. There's a reason why the score swings so much from like early season to week 17, 18.
Right.
So I think this is a game that you could kind of see going both ways. I'm not locked in on the points on the Browns, but 8.5's a spread that they may or may not be able to keep up with. The Chiefs defense isn't solid yet. Yes, they're going to be going through a lot of coaching changes right now with the Browns. They've lost a lot of coaching hours. But to what it seems like, not too many people in the organization were that happy with you anyways. So what does that really mean,
Right.
So am I playing the Browns in cash? Absolutely not. Am I playing them in tournaments? Maybe a guy here and there. We don't really need to talk about the Browns side of the ball, because it is the Chiefs on the other end. So, I mean, I don't mind Njoku. I don't mind Landry. I don't mind Baker as tournament plays. But other than that, that's all you're looking at. And on the Chiefs side, I think because of his price, Mahomes is more of a tournament play. He's a little too pricey for cash for me.
I agree. I he's 9,500 on FanDuel, guys. 71 on DK. But when I run my projection model, I've got him projected to produce more than any other quarterback. It's just a matter of him hitting value at that price. I have him hitting value, but not exceeding it. and he could potentially get up to three touchdowns, maybe an interception. But I like him a lot. It's just the price.
Yeah, the price is hard to swallow, especially on a slate where there's a lot of high price guys that you want to play more. But yeah, no, I don't think he gets benched, but I don't think he completely covers his value or exceeds it for that matter. The guy I love most in this game is Kareem Hunt. He's on fire, and his price, man, his price is very, very hard to go against. You're looking at 8,500 on FanDuel and 7,700 on DraftKings. And I mean, in most of these sites and in all my projections, I see him being the highest scoring running back next to Todd Gurley, except Todd
Yeah.
Gurley, you're paying $3,000 more for almost.
Right. And that's what I'm looking at right now. Just the comparison between Gurley and Hunt this week, as far as projections are concerned. As far as rush attempts, I don't see him being too different. Total yards, I see him being really, really even on total yards. And guys, if you want to see the if you want to see these exact numbers and stuff that I'm looking at, we put out some awesome cheat sheets on our sites each week. So come in, check those out, and kind of really dig into everything we've got to offer. But as far as touchdown projection, dude, as I'm looking at this, I'm really, really getting close to being all in on Hunt because of the price difference between Gurley and him. That's kind of exciting. So, yeah. So, Hunt at 8,500 with the numbers that he's projected to put up and the numbers that he's been putting up all year, it's definitely something I want to take advantage of this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Hunt's one of my top plays in terms of price and points. So, I mean, I love him. I really, really do. And then look at the wide receivers for this game. Like I said, I don't mind Jarvis Landry in tournaments. Hill is, you got to keep an eye on his injury.
Yeah.
He's the guy I'm worried about getting a little less this week because of injury and because they might. This game might get away from the Browns. So that makes him a killer tournament play because you know it only takes Tyreek Hill two plays. Even if he's still hurting, he could get you, maybe 75 yards and a touchdown on two plays in a GPP. And then go sit down the rest of the game with a injury and not worry about it. But definitely not feeling good for him about a good about him in cash.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, if he if that questionable tag gets dropped, if he practices in full tomorrow, so most players, as you guys probably already know, they seem to do better at home with their home crowd. Tyreek Hill has some weird reverse splits, and he performs better statistically on the road. So if he does end up playing and he's a full go, I really like him. $7,800 for what this guy's able to do. I love it. But yeah, definitely keep an eye on him. And if he's not going, how much do you love Sammy Watkins?
Man, if Tyreek Hill doesn't go, I love Sammy Watkins this week. Only if Tyreek,
$6,700.
yeah, only if Tyreek doesn't go. If Tyreek does not go, lock Sammy Watkins in, play him. Don't be dumb. Just do it. He's gonna make you happy. But if Tyreek Hill plays, go ahead and do the normal Sammy fade because he's a touchdown dependent boom or bust guy.
Right. And you said that you don't want to talk a lot about the Brown side of the ball, but let's do talk about this for just a second because the Chiefs defense, like we said, it's getting to where they want to be, but it's definitely not there yet. So if you're playing the Browns, do you want to attack the Chiefs through the air or through the ground?
So if I am playing the Browns, I'm probably leaning a little more through the ground right now. I think at the price point of Nick Chubb, compared to what he could do, you're looking at a really high valued player. He's 6,600 on FanDuel, which is not amazing just because of some other guy called some other guy named Latavius Murray, who we'll talk about. But on DraftKings, Nick Chubb is only $4,500.
There we go.
That is where I'm looking at this thing and seeing a lot of value, especially against a Chiefs defense, like you said, who's not quite there yet. I mean, they're getting close, but they're not there yet. They're really weak on the ground. You get some big gash plays against them. Nick Chubb is the de facto number one right now with them trading Carlos Hyde. So
Yes.
I really like that play, especially on DraftKings. Like I said, on FanDuel, he's only $200 cheaper than Latavius Murray, or not even that, $100 cheaper than Latavius Murray. And I have Latavius Murray projected out for a lot more points than Nick Chubb. But if you're playing DraftKings and you're looking for that high value play, Chubb's the way to go.
Yeah, he is my favorite value play on DraftKings this week. I think he's got two touchdown potential in this game, and I think that he's gonna be one of Baker Mayfield's top targets as far as passing game is concerned also. The Chiefs, they're not covering the short passes very well, and I think that Nick Chubb has an opportunity to capitalize on that because Njoku, he might be a little bit banged up. So, I think that Chubb's definitely got an opportunity to put up some good numbers, especially on DraftKings at 4,500.
Yeah,
So,
absolutely.
any more games we want to discuss this week? I know you're talking about Latavius Murray. You want to talk about Vikings Lions real quick?
Yeah. Let's close the night off with the Vikings Lions. 49.5 point over under. Vikings are a 4.5 point favorite. I'm split on this game in terms of the spread. I'm excited to see what happens. I don't think leaning one way or another right now. I think the Lions could cover. I also think the Vikings could run away with this. But just diving into the stats, the Lions are one of the worst teams at defending the run. They just can't do it. They give up yards. And right now, Dalvin Cook's back at practice, but he's not playing till after the bye week. Latavius Murray is locked in as the starting running back one for the Vikings, who are trying to develop a running game. So they're game planning, they're watching film, they're looking at stats, and they're seeing that these Detroit Lions cannot cover the run to save their lives. So I think Murray is going to be used a ton. And I think he's gonna get his work, man. He's gonna get those plays. And at 6,700 on DraftKings or FanDuel, and then at 5,100 on DraftKings, I mean, he's pretty locked and loaded for me this week. He's got the same value as a Kareem Hunt in terms of points per $1,000 spent,
Right.
which is wild.
Yeah, his value looks excellent. I've got him at two touchdowns, two and a half touchdowns. So, at his price, no reason not to play him. There's another guy from this game that I really like this week. Kyle Rudolph is $5,700. I think that this guy's just gonna. I think this is going to be the best game of the year for him. I've got him projected at a touchdown. I think he. Let's see. Right now, he is only getting four receptions per game, so maybe it's more of a GPP play. I don't think a lot of people are going to be on him. He's got two touchdowns on the year so far. I think he gets at least one more tomorrow or on Sunday.
So I think because of the tight end landscape that we've seen this year, we're forgetting about how good Kyle Rudolph actually is. He was a monster last year. I mean, he was a waiver wire pickup that you picked up, and he just, I mean, he helped your team out a ton. And right now we haven't seen that because they haven't really needed him. Between Adam Thielen and Stefon Diggs, I mean, your pass catching options are pretty set, right? So I love
Right.
Adam Thielen this week for cash, and I actually love Stefon Diggs at his price for cash and GPP. But no, I agree with you. Because of the landscape, Kyle Rudolph's price has just been dropping and dropping and dropping and dropping every week. And right now, if I'm not mistaken, he's only $3,600 on FanDuel.
FanDuel is 57. He
Oh, is it
is
3,600 on
36 on
DK?
DraftKings, yeah.
Yeah. So at 3,600 on DraftKings, I mean, you almost can't pass that up.
Yeah. And
And
he's out there for almost 90% of the snaps. So, I mean, he's there. I just think that this game presents a different opportunity. And of course, Thielen and Diggs are the number one targets. But I just think that the way that the Lions play defense against the tight end and the situation that this game is going to present, I think that he's going to get a couple of red zone looks, and I think he's going to capitalize on at least one of them.
Yeah, no, I definitely like that call. I definitely like that play. I think the most Vikings this week are pretty safe, between Murray, Rudolph, Diggs, and Thielen. I think Kirk's a little overpriced this week, just compared to what you can get for Cam Newton.
Right.
But other than that, go ahead and play your Vikings. And the other side of the ball, I mean, the Detroit Lions. There's a lot of scenarios where they can cover this spread. Stafford's more of a GPP play going against this tougher Vikings defense. But Marvin Jones and Kenny Galladay, hey, Golden Tate's not in the picture anymore. Now you've got a locked in one and two. And the cool thing about it is that this one and two can change at any given moment, because that's what they've done this entire year.
Right. Yeah. These two guys become last year's version of Thielen and Diggs. Now that it's just them two that for Stafford to focus on, I think their production increases significantly for the rest of the year.
Absolutely. I think this is one of the best moves in terms of fantasy by the Detroit Lions. As a team, I don't know what it means yet until we watch this game. Apparently, Tate had been a problem in the locker room. So we'll see how that plays out. But in terms of fantasy, I mean, just clearing up escape between Marvin Jones and Kenny Galladay is amazing. You've got a real one and two here, same as Adam Thielen and Stefon Diggs, like you said. So I love these guys. They're a little more GPP plays just because we don't know how it's going to turn out, and it could be a dynamic situation. It could change every week, but I mean, with Marvin Jones' price, I really don't mind him in cash, and with Kenny Galladay's production, I mean, you could make a case for him being played in cash as well.
Yep. So we covered a lot, guys. One thing we'd like to do, if you guys are first-time listeners, is at the end of the podcast, we take a couple players, we lock them into FutureCast, we run it, we give out a lineup. But while I'm running FutureCast, one thing I also want to let you guys know is we also provide a sports betting content. So, and it is absolutely on fire right now. I mean, I can't speak enough about it. So I'm gonna run FutureCast. Christian, why don't you go ahead and give out a free play to all the podcast listeners, just as a way to say thank you guys for listening in. And I'm gonna wait. Oh, real quick, who do you want to lock into FutureCast?
So I think the guys that we're so in love with would be Latavius Murray as your free square in the running back position, just based
Yeah.
on price and output. And then let's mix it up a little bit. Let's throw in a quarterback. I don't usually lock in quarterbacks. There's usually a lot of things going on around that position where you could find streamers and lower price guys. But with what I see Cam Newton doing this week, against that defense and how good he's playing, let's lock him in there and see what FutureCast spits out.
Okay. And guys, just so you know, I'm running this for FanDuel, and I'm running it on the Sunday Monday slate. So all the games on Sunday plus the Monday night game, for this, I'm gonna run this, and you talk about our betting content for a minute.
Yeah, so betting content was something we added coming into the NFL season. It's something I've done for a long time now, and we're really excited to provide it for you guys. We started off this year on fire. I can't even explain how excited I am. Right now, future betting is at a 28 and 12 a record, which is that's pretty wild. That's basically,
That's fire.
we're winning two-thirds of our games. I mean, if you're following a similar ladder system as you would for daily fantasy with your betting, I mean, you're raking in cash right now. We've done some crazy parlays that have come out on top, and if they haven't, we're missing it by one. But we teach you guys to just not play as much in your parlays, just like a GPP, little less, and make sure you're covering the money on the ladder per se. So yeah, it's killing it. So this week, the little free play I'm going to give you guys
Write this down, guys.
is going to be, oh man. All right. I'm going to give you guys a good one. I'm going to give you a little two for onesies right here. We're going to go, and I want you to go onto your betting site or go into Vegas or wherever you do your betting, and let's go ahead and lock in the Tennessee Titans +6.5 against the Cowboys, covering that spread in a super low scoring game, 41 point over under. And then let's get exciting and let's double that up. If the Titans are going to cover that spread, which is going to be a little challenge, a little more of your like a mid-risk games here, but they're going to have to stop the Cowboys. I think Vrabel's the better coach. I think the Titans are coming together right now. So not only are they going to cover that 6.5 point spread, they're going to be under on the 41 points. So let's go ahead and lock in the 6.5 point over under or 6.5 point spread for Tennessee, and let's lock in that under play and parlay that together. Go ahead, do it, guys. Win big. Let's roll. Future betting.
I'm telling you guys, it's I as I watch through our Slack chat channel and the people that are involved in taking advantage of our betting content, it's just win after win after. I can't believe it. It's been great. It's nuts, guys. So again, futuredfs.com, or you can find us on Facebook and get a link to our site, or you just go straight to the site, but Facebook.com/futuredfs if you want to kind of circumnavigate your way to our website. You guys, if you guys were just following along throughout the pod, FutureCast kind of it's right there with us. Cam Newton, we locked him in at quarterback. Our running backs, we locked in Latavius Murray, and then it gave us Christian McCaffrey.
Boom.
Our wide receivers, Landry, Marvin Jones, and Kenny Galladay.
Ha! This is what we talk about. I love it.
A tight end who I have talked about almost every single podcast this year, David Njoku. Guys, I think next year we're talking about him as one of the top five tight ends. He's got all the talent in the world. Our flex play, talked about him at the top of the pod, Alvin Kamara. And then it gives us the Dallas Cowboys as our defense. And we talked about that's going to be a low scoring game. You want a defense that's involved in a low scoring game. So this is what FutureCast spits out. And I like it.
Yeah, I love that lineup. Cowboys are they're a solid defense. Calling that 6.5 point spread does not mean that the Titans are going to win that game. That means they're going to lose by 2 or 3 points, which means it's going to be under 41 points. And the Dallas defense showed up, and that's really their bread and butter right now as they're figuring things out with Dak and their receiving core. So That lineup sounds solid, man. I love FutureCast because every week it puts out, it just confirms what we talk about. I don't think it's put out a guy that we haven't been on. And just every week it does amazing things. So use that lineup, guys, win some money, and then jump on to futuredfs.com and get our full content. Get all our picks, all our bets, jump in on these hot streaks that we're on for everything, and win yourself some money, man. Take yourself a little vacation after you've joined up.
Boom. There you go. Guys, thanks for listening in this week. We will be back next week with another podcast. We are on all the time on our website. So looking forward to seeing you guys in there. And we will talk to all of you next week. Christian, have a good weekend. I'll talk to you later, man.
Hey, thanks. You too, man. It's great talking to you.
Later.